Welcome to The Enrollment Edge, a podcast for college enrollment and marketing leaders. I'm your host, Jay Fedgie. The Enrollment Edge is sponsored by Enrollment Fuel, a trusted full-service student search and digital marketing partner to colleges and universities across the country. If you'd like to learn more about Enrollment Fuel services, or you have questions about today's podcast, we've included a link to our website in the show notes. You can also email us at edge@enrollmentfuel.com. We'd love to hear what you think. You can help us by subscribing to our podcast, sharing it with your friends, and leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. On this episode of The Enrollment Edge, I talked to Zana Barisha, digital marketing specialist at Enrollment Fuel. Zana is a self-proclaimed social media guru, meaning she's a consistent content user and a coach for all things social media. And by the way, her specialty is TikTok. College marketers need to communicate with their prospects through multiple channels, including these envelope-pushing platforms. If you want to successfully reach your prospective students, you need to be where their attention is, and it's on TikTok. Welcome to the Enrollment Edge, Zana. It's great to have you here today.
It is great to be here. I'm excited to get this.
We talked about this at one point in time about how we kept kind of scheduling, had been missing each other, and it's just, you know, it's a great thing to finally get this conversation going. Okay. And part of it is because so many of the folks that we've been talking to recently have been talking about how in the world do we kind of manage different channels in social media. And some of the channels in social media, a lot of enrollment managers just are looking at it going, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do. So in other words, we've been busy working with a lot of partners. And so there's been a number of questions that came up. And consequently, I thought this would make a really good topic. So I'm glad to have you here. Zana, I'd love to have you, just as we start out, introduce yourself, talk a little bit about, you know, how you kind of fit into this conversation, this topic.
Yeah, perfect. So my name is Zana Barisha. I've been working with Fuel for about 6 months now, closely on all the digital campaigns, everything social media. And I actually graduated from the University of Central Florida with a business degree in marketing. So I have a pretty good concept of everything social media, especially TikTok. One of my close friends, I worked with him, led him up to about 2.3 million followers, you know, on that whole. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of potential there. Yeah.
It sounds like a lot. That's a lot, right?
Yes, it is. Like 100% okay. Fact it is. Yeah.
I think I had at one point in time 20, and I thought, all right, 20 people care. What? Yeah. That's weird. So one of the conversation starters here is in so many of the episodes that I have, I've brought guests on, pedigree long careers, kind of this longitudinal view of the space of their topic, their expertise was essential. And that's almost the exact opposite, because you really can't have 20 years of experience in TikTok, right?
Yeah, no, came out 2020 is when it really started booming. So it's definitely a new thing. But I mean, for the little amount of time that people have been on it, I think there's a really good grasp of how, you know, to manage it and how to use it. And it's been, yeah, it works wonders for a lot of companies. So,
yeah. So we're going to be talking about how TikTok fits into the recruitment model, but describe a little bit of, at this point in time, not just enrollment or admissions recruiting as a tool, but in terms of the use of TikTok, these short videos. Talk a bit about the channel itself, where it's at, and some of the nuances of what makes it special.
Yeah. So TikTok is a very fast-paced environment. It's an app that you have to be on consistently to kind of know what's going on around it, because there's a very specific language to it. But it's a platform that it's kind of like no other. I haven't really seen anything like it. And it's funny because you can see other apps actually adapting to TikTok, making their platform match it more, because there's a lot of success on there. And I think it's a great place for organic reach on the app. You know, you can get, like I said, my friend probably worked on that app for like a year, got millions of followers. It's just a great outlet, you know, that really resonates with the younger generation, which is hand in hand with, you know, recruitment, especially for enrollment. So,
right.
Yeah.
So yeah. When we have conversations with enrollment folks, one of the things they talk about that I hear anyway, is this the right message channel for a serious conversation, a serious platform for presenting a college education? Talk a little bit about how you see the audience of a 17, 18, 19 year old, that young person, what they're striving for, what they're gathering from TikTok, and how that might fit, and how might you respond to that message of, oh, it's too silly, it's goofy, and we're a serious college.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, you have to kind of adapt to speak to your audience, and that age group, they're all on TikTok. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you can still deliver a serious message. You just have to adapt the way you're saying it a little bit without losing. You're not going to lose your integrity or, you know, your image or anything. You would just have to, you know, kind of change the way you talk. I actually found a great example from the last time we talked. Everyone knows, obviously, Washington Post.
Yeah.
They have a huge account on there. It's about 1.5 million. And all the, you know, everything they deliver is news, but it's a very, they do it in such a perfect way that speaks to, you know, everybody. Oh. It's an amazing example. I think everybody, especially for this, like, this is a perfect example of how to deliver that in that serious tone while still, you know, being able to, you know, catch the eye of people and get people hooked on TikTok.
Well, I'm going to have to look up Washington Post now because
you definitely got me intrigued. Take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's the multiple platforms. Talk about for a moment how this is separated from messages. Okay, from the enrollment manager's perspective, they look at the digital space and they go, okay, I've got digital options in, to say, these all these different channels, these platforms. I've got my website, I've got Facebook and Instagram, I've got Twitter, I've got Snapchat, and then I've got TikTok or Reels or other that kind of format.
Yeah.
Talk how different they are to one another and how that might play a part of the strategy, not to choose one over the other, but to include it.
So I think video strikes a different reaction from users because it's different when you're looking at a picture or, you know, a story that's really quick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really do much. I mean, you can see it, but it's different. It doesn't give you that engagement that a video on TikTok does, especially because all those videos on there are, you know, they always have a sound to it. They always have, you know, words on the screen and all those type of things that really get people. It's a better way to get the student to remember your school, if that makes any sense, you know, because right. They're watching it, especially if it's something about like student life, you know, they're going to see people on your campus having a great time, a huge community, and they're going to remember, oh, wait, that's that school that I saw and that looks amazing. I want to be there, you know? So I think the message, it just gives people, you know, it leaves a mark better than pictures do.
Right. I had one person, I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else who was talking about, it's unlike other formats of communication in that it's not the deep conversation that you're trying to get in other spaces.
Yes.
This is the handshake.
Yes. Yeah. This is just kind of putting yourself out in front of them and being like, hey, this is my face. Don't forget my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just a fist bump, you know, and when you do a fist bump or you do a handshake, you aren't expecting them to know everything about you, but it's the start of the conversation. It's the shiny object. It's the quick, quick note, or it's the quick video. It's the attention grabber, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I like to think of it as like a highlight reel, you know, you kind of go on there and it's a good way to make it everything, those shiny objects that the best parts of your school, you can put them in an amazing video and then you're going to turn, you know, heads. People are going to stop and take a look at what the video is. So,
sure. So are there things that you would say, characteristics, a couple of characteristics, two, three characters that you'd say, these are the things you have to do if you're going to be successful in that platform? And what does it look like to not be successful in that platform? So talk a little bit about what are those aspects, characteristics of to be successful on TikTok?
So I think the biggest one is you have to yourself be familiar with the platform because like I mentioned, you know, you got to take that time to really scroll through and, you know, take a look at it for yourself because TikTok is, again, its own language, and you can't be successful in it if you're not participating in the trends that TikTok is known for. And the only way you're going to know that is if you're taking the time and learning them. You know, you're going to see them regardless. They're going to pop up on your, you know, on your feed. You can't miss them. Mm-hmm. But the best thing to do, I think, when you're starting an account is you're going to, you know, open it and just take a, you know, maybe an hour or something. You'll find what's the popular ones and versus what's not. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it changes all the time. And again, it's its own language. So you have to really be familiar with it. And then I guess I would say for a mistake, it's just making too long of content, mm-hmm. primarily, because now TikTok has actually updated and you can make videos up to 10 minutes long. But I can tell you right now, nobody's on TikTok watching a 10-minute video. You know what I mean? That's just not going to do anything. Even the 3-minute option, it's just too long. So some of the best things you can do, you know, be familiar with it. Don't make your videos crazy long.
So you've mentioned before, kind of this cadence. It's not just a one shot. I'm going to put this out there, a quick video, and then kind of do it and forget it. Mm-hmm. It's more of a commitment than that. You know, talk a bit about frequency and cadence of messages on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
So they say to grow quickly on TikTok, you're supposed to post 2 to 3 videos a day, which is insane amount. Yeah. Yes. Right. 2 to 3 videos a day. It's hard. People, I mean, creators that are just them by themselves can't even, you know, make that happen. Mm-hmm. But it's more about just being consistent on the platform. Like with everything else, it's more of, you know, I guess even 1 a week will work. You know, you just have to be updated because it's changing all the time, and everything mm-hmm. on there, you're going to be irrelevant quickly if you're not updated. So it's 2 to 3 a day is the rule, but that's not really realistic. So it's just about being consistent. I would say 1 a week.
Yeah. You had a fun idea. And, you know, when someone hears, wow, that much content management, that kind of scares some people off.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Yeah.
But you had to have a team, and the team, they don't look like me. Okay. They look probably more like my sons, who are much younger. And so the content managers really shouldn't be those that are writing the checks, creating. But probably the ones that are creating it are users, you know, heavy users of the format, right?
Yeah. So I think a great idea, especially for schools, is, I mean, a lot of schools already have students that are, if they know it or if they don't, they're making content for your school for free. They're already doing it. You know, just scrolling through it, I went to UCF. I'll go see my mascot will pop up, like, you know, doing crazy videos with students. It's there. Yeah. It's not affiliated with the school, but it's there. So if you're trying to reach that, you know, 2-3 mark, a great way is just to, you know, just Google, just search your school in TikTok, and you'll get videos to pop up, and, you know, you can interact with them. You can have your mascot do a video reply to them, just those kind of things. It really, you know, it seems overwhelming, but there's a lot of ways to go around it.
I love the idea of mascot. Mascots can lend themselves really well to the video format of TikTok. And mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about how you mentioned this response technique. Talk about that for a moment.
So on TikTok, you can do, it's called a duet. You can basically, you're replying to another video, but there's different formats. You know, you can do a side-by-side reply. You can do a video in video where the original is kind of like a green screen in the back. Mm-hmm. So there's all these, or you can even reply to a comment with a video. You know, there's just a bunch mm-hmm. of options, and it's a perfect way to interact with people, because also when you do respond, that person gets notified like, hey, this person just reacted to your video, you know? So it's a good way to create that connection with students that are already, you know, making that content or interacting with it.
Yeah. I've got a confession. We had talked at one point in time, and I went, okay, I'm going to dive in. And it was 2 hours, and I'm going to snap my fingers just like that. It was just boom. I had sat on this for 2 hours watching, I don't even know what, everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything all at once. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an endless, you never reach an end, you know, it's just constantly new content. That's why TikTok is dangerous. I'm like, I will not open it, you know, cause it's just, you get lost in it. Like, you said it perfectly. Time flies by.
It's crazy. And so you had mentioned, you know, become familiar with it. And so, gosh, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take advice from the guru, and I'm going to jump in, and boom. And it was funny. There were some sweet moments. You know, there's sweet messages in it. There's funny, quirky, but there were a few that were memorable, and you want to be the memorable ones. And there's ways to, you know, respond to the videos. And that's what folks are looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think a big memorable thing for on TikTok is I've said it a million times already, trends though on that app.
Yeah.
My little sister, if I sing to her one of the sounds that was a trend back in 2020, I can already tell you she's going to start doing the dance for it. Like, she's still in her brain. Like, she can still do that full dance, you know?
Yeah.
And that same thing applies for everybody on the app. It's not just her. If I go, I can guarantee you, someone give me a camera and I'll stop someone on the street that looks like they're on TikTok and I can start singing it and they'll either finish the song or know the dance exactly. You know what I mean? So that's the perfect way to make your school memorable. You just have to adapt the trend to fit whatever message you're trying to get.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be a number of enrollment leaders that are going to be listening to this, marketing folks and colleges that would say, okay, let's say I'm going to buy into the whole, it's going to help me recruit or be part of the package. It's not going to be the thing. It's going to be a thing.
Yes.
But it's an important one simply because that's exactly where the audience is. But if I'm a manager and I'm marketing towards young adults, I'm marketing towards my graduate programs, my continuing education program, talk about is that an effective format for that age group as well?
I think so. I think it's a growing demographic on the app. You know, more and more people are using it. My mom's on it. My entire family's on it. It's used not just as those funny videos. That's more for the younger audience. But I mean, people are using it as a search engine now, you know? So my mom goes on there and she's like, Brussels sprouts air fryer recipe. You know what I mean?
And
you'll get all those videos to pop up. So there's a certain way to, you can definitely hit both audiences, but it is going to be a little bit more serious, I think, when you're talking to the older grad students, you know?
So you bring up a really interesting point. That's maybe why TikTok went to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they extended that video length, but that's kind of where YouTube has been for a long time. If you know, I countless times looked at YouTube and said, okay, I'm going to try to change this thermostat. I don't have the directions anymore. I look it up and there it is. There's a little video of somebody doing, you know, something that I need to know. Is TikTok in that space now with that?
Oh, 100%. I think me personally, I don't use YouTube anymore. Now it's just strictly TikTok because TikTok is more of a, since the videos used to be shorter, it's more, you know, they're quicker tutorials. So it's just like, bam, bam, bam. I know exactly what I need to do, you know? And I mean, while YouTube does have that, I'm already on the app, you know, scrolling mindlessly. So I'm just going to go in there and search, you know, whatever I'm trying to find. And I think that applies to everybody I know.
That's fantastic. Now, as part of a full marketing plan, you know, this isn't something that you wouldn't recommend. I want to hear your opinion on this too, but I don't think I hear you saying, yes, you take what you're doing in Snapchat, you're taking what you're doing on Twitter, you're taking what you're doing in Facebook, and then you just kind of apply it, you know, and replicate it into TikTok. It's something very different than that.
Yes, definitely. The only place I would say I could see something being, you know, laying over is Instagram Reels. But even with that, I think TikTok has to come first. And then you can use your TikTok,
your entries, your videos.
Yes, your video. Thank you. Your videos, your content, your TikTok content, and then put it on Instagram Reels, because Instagram Reels has the same sounds now as TikTok, but Instagram is about 2 to 3 weeks after TikTok, because you've already seen it on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything, and everybody knows that, you know, I'll tell my friend a video or something, and if they only use Instagram Reels, they still don't know what I'm talking about. And then it'll be 3 weeks. 3 weeks later, they'll be like, oh, watch this. This is so funny. And I'm like, I laughed at that like a month ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's something where that's, I think, the only place I think you could apply it. But TikTok, I think, still has to come first.
Still first. It's where the eyeballs are. It's where the attention is, even though it's a very short span of attention. When you're seeing folks on TikTok using it well, you're seeing quick messages, you're seeing bursts of energy, some humor, What then? What's after that? Is it just simply ringing the bell for my college, my university, and saying, here we are here, we're in the right space, this is clever? Or are there calls to action? Are there things that you want them to do in that space?
Yes, there definitely you can use call to actions. It just, again, it has to be in the beginning of the video. So sure. an effective form of that is you have the call to action in the beginning, but mm-hmm. you're still putting messages on the screen throughout. You know, it could be call to action, and then you kind of go into explaining it more or something clever, you know, after that. But it's kind of, you have to be engaging the whole entire time, because that's just, the audience has an attention span of about 5 seconds. So, you know, you gotta keep them, you know, engaged. And yeah.
So someone said that the attention span of many young people now is borderline hummingbird. So you really just need to be clever and creative, compelling, mm-hmm. humorous in that space, and drawing them into, and it's not for kind of a one-off. This is a dedication. This is something that schools need to commit to, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also great for if you're a smaller school and, you know, you don't have a huge marketing budget, mm-hmm. The best way to grow on TikTok is actually organically. So, you know, this is mm-hmm. something that you can do for free, but it's going to mm-hmm. have so it's going to add so much value to your school and to your marketing. So,
yeah. I love the idea of it being part of the whole package. In some ways, I run a parallel with athletics or any other kind of co-curricular activity at a college. That's not the school. It's just a way to see the school. You're seeing it through the lens of that Saturday afternoon event, that sport event on the field or on the pitch or whatever. Yeah. And that's not the school, but that's what attracts you to have a conversation with the school.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think, again, Facebook is still really important. All the other platforms too. Facebook, especially for parents. But I think especially nowadays, it's more, I think students are choosing their own schools by themselves more often than how it used to be parent driven. Mm-hmm. So I think having both conversations going at the same time is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Zana, this has been just really fun to talk to you about this. It's not for the faint of heart. I love the idea of moving into this space mm-hmm. and being creative. And Zana, I just really appreciate your insights and your expertise in this area.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to be here and glad we got it done.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. You've been listening to The Enrollment Edge. Please join me again when we'll dive into yet another hot topic for college enrollment and marketing leaders. The Enrollment Edge is sponsored by Enrollment Fuel, a full-service student search and marketing company. Student recruitment is always changing. Maybe your college can use a trusted partner. I'm your host, Jay Fedgie. Thanks for listening in.